This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is emerging as a trusted partner to the world. Addressing Indian diaspora in Paris last night, Mr. Modi said, "There was a time when relations between countries were determined solely by trade, but today, trust has become just as important alongside trade." Prime Minister said every country wants a reliable supply chain and a stable partnership. Every country is in search of such partners on whom trust can be placed for the long term, he said. Mr. Modi said the country is investing across sectors that will drive growth, innovation and opportunity for generations to come. He said that this is a defining period in India's journey where aspirations are reaching new heights. Mr. Modi said that at the G7 meeting in Evian, he emphasized the importance of partnerships based on trust. Prime Minister said India's message to the G7 summit was clear that global governance will only be effective when it is inclusive. He said global growth will be sustainable when it is shared and technology will truly benefit humanity when it is trusted. Mr. Modi said that the world is experiencing a period of uncertainty and disruption. Prime Minister said in these challenging times, the partnership between France and India has become a strong pillar of trust, stability and cooperation. He said that the two sides have elevated their relationship to the status of a special global strategic partnership. Mr. Modi said the two countries are launching the Trishna satellite next year. The satellite will contribute to the ensuring water and food security in the world, he added. Mr. Modi said he arrived in France when his government had completed 12 years. He said that India has witnessed transformative growth across sectors in the last 12 years. Prime Minister said beyond economic growth, India's journey is about empowering people and transforming lives.
12 साल के इस कालखंड में भारत का जीडीपी दोगुना हुआ है, एयरपोर्ट की संख्या दोगुनी हुई है, यूनिवर्सिटीज की संख्या भी दोगुनी हो गई है, हाईवे कंस्ट्रक्शन की स्पीड 3 गुना बढ़ गई है और मेट्रो नेटवर्क 4 गुना बड़ा हो गया है.
French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday posted a farewell video for Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Hindi, calling him a dear and added that France loves you. Macron said, "Priya Mitra Narendra, mujhe bahut khushi hai aapka Nice, Evian aur Paris daure ke liye swagat karte. France Bharat ki dosti amar rahe." The French president also thanked PM Modi for his visit and described it as a very fruitful, while expressing hope of meeting him again in February. Macron said, "Thank you for your visit. Thank you for our friendship. It was a very fruitful visit. France loves you. We are looking forward to seeing you again soon in February. Jai Hind." Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has approved large-scale procurement of pulses and oil seeds at minimum support price MSP for 4 states through video conferencing. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will lay the foundation stone for 10,000 tons aluminium extrusion press at Yantra India Limited Ordnance Factory, Ambajari in Nagpur today. The proposed extrusion press will be a major national asset for the defence manufacturing sector. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has announced that the Kathua district will soon be connected through the Delhi-Amritsar-Katra Express Corridor and will also receive a gas pipeline network aimed at boosting connectivity, industrial growth and access to clean energy. Singh said that the express corridor would significantly enhance regional connectivity and economic activity in the district. Singh said this while addressing a public gathering near Kilochak Pond in the Jastora Assembly constituency of the Kathua district as part of an outreach program, marking 12 years of the Narendra Modi-led government. India's Meenakshi Huda advanced to the quarterfinals of the World Boxing Cup 2026 in Guiyang, China yesterday. Meenakshi secured a convincing 5-0 victory over Poland's Natalia Kuchevska in women's 51-kilogram round of 16 bout. 4 Indian boxers will be in action in quarterfinal today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has projected India as a global hub of innovation and technology yesterday while addressing the Viva Tech 2026 summit in Paris. The Prime Minister said technology can lead to progress only when it is democratized. Mr. Modi urged global innovators to work with India and deliver for all. And that is the end of this news bulletin.